Argentina's Muslim community has raised its voice condemning Israeli offensive against the Gaza Strip as double standard. Islamic Center of the Republic of Argentina, SIRA, has strongly responded an official statement by the Argentine-Israeli Mutual Association, AMIA, the delegation of Israeli-Argentine Associations, DAIA, an Argentina's Zionist organization that affirms civil population of Israel and Palestine cannot be held hostage to Islamic fundamentalism. Considering the message by pro-Israel groups only fuels hatred against Muslims, SIRA has ratified its commitment to respect Argentina's religious communities, never supporting discriminatory and violent claims such as Jewish terrorism. A press release by the Islamic organization warns Israel practices state terrorism, violating international law.
Those they are oppressing whose territories are being occupied and their right to pray in a holy land as Jerusalem violated are also Muslims. We consider it was the correct opportunity to talk about Israel's state terrorism.
Syria authorities have also questioned Israeli brutal torture interrogation practices and imprisonment of thousands of Palestinian children, men and women, without due process and defense rights, and accused it of possessing 300 undeclared nuclear warheads.
Countries have been invaded, hundreds of innocent people killed, cultures, governments and economies devastated for less serious violations. Iraq, for instance, weapons were never found. But here we have certainty. Nobody says anything about it. I will not question anyone's right to exist, but Palestine has the right to exist and defend itself. How should a country react when its territory is invaded? I'm not justifying violence, but history shows all countries have reacted in the same way.
Islamic Center of the Republic of Argentina has said it would lodge a formal complaint against all Islamophobia crimes. Meanwhile, the government of Argentina has joined South American efforts to secure a truce in the Middle East. Mercosur leaders have called for an end to the violence, and Argentine President Cristina Fernandez has personally ratified her full support for the Palestinian statehood bid at the United Nations. Constanza Heller, Press TV, Buenos Aires.